Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. This is show number 221 of October 28th, 2013, the 28th. Well, I plan to be back in Israel on the 29th, Tuesday, God be willing. So I'll be with you next week, but this was pre-recorded before I left for Israel. I'm going to present something rather interesting. I'm very proud of this. Going back 23 years ago to January 21st, 1990, it was a two-hour complete Friday night davening. And I trust that you have seen the lineup of the great cantors, and each of them are singing a prayer, and will take you right through the davening. So without any further ado, let's go to this, what I trust you will find a very, very interesting, program. Lovers of Chazonus and Jewish soul music, get ready for a unique program. You might also want to pull out your sidurim to follow. Also, if you have any friends who love Chazonus, you should take a minute to call them right now to tell them to tune in to this special show. This is going to be dynamite. We are listening to Yoram Gaon in the background singing Yedid Nefesh, which is recited by many congregations just prior to Kabbalah Shabbos, the opening service of the Friday night davening, so that we could include as many Chazonim as possible on the program tonight. We have decided to restrict ourselves to a different Chazon for each selection, with one minor exception. Take out your Sidurim and turn to Kabbalah Shabbos, which begins with Lechu Neraninah, and follow us as we take you step by step through a complete Friday night davening. And for those of you with the Art Scroll Sidurim, you might want to turn to page 308. We're on a very, very tight schedule, timed down to the last second, so we're going to begin the Kabbalah Shabbos with Yaakov Kusevitzky chanting the opening verses of Lechu Neraninah. Hear Zabul Korten further along in Lechu Neraninah, approximately two-thirds of the way, chanting Al Takshu Levavchem Ki Meriva, do not harden your heart as at Meriva. Zabul Korten. Oh! That was Zaval Quartin with Al Takshu Levavchem Kimriba. Following the psalm Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash is the psalm Hashem Moloch Togel Haaretz. Let us next listen to Moshe Korogotsky's composition of Shoma Vatismach Tzion. Zion will hear and be glad. This is found a little more than halfway through Hashem Moloch Togel Haaretz. Let us listen to Moshe Korogotsky.
Me, tzaddikim v'ad hoishem ve'yidu le'zecher ha'adishoi.
That was Moshe Korogotsky with Shomar Batismach Tzion. The next psalm is Mizmor Shiru Lad Hashem Shir Chadash. Let us hear Yaakov Motzen singing Horiyu Lad Hashem Kol Haaretz. Shout praise to Hashem, all inhabitants of the earth. This is found about halfway through the prayer of Mizmor Shiru Lad Hashem Shir Chadash. Yaakov Motzen.
Oh,
Yaakov Mutzen with Horiyu Lashem Kol Ha'aretz. We next come to Hashem Moloch Yirgazu Amim. We will now hear Yaakov Kusevitzky's rendition of Moshe V'Aharon B'Kohanov, Moses and Aaron among his priests. This is found about halfway through the psalm. This is Yaakov Kusevitzky. Yaakov Kusevitzky with Moshe V'Aharon Kohanov. We now come to Psalm 29, Mizmor LeDavid, Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim. A little more than halfway through this is Kol Hashem Chotsev LaHavos Eish. The voice of Hashem strikes flames of fire. This will be chanted by Leib Glantz. Kol Hashem.
Kol Hashem Chotsev LaHavos Eish. Kol Hashem Yatsim Midor Midah. Yatsim LaHavos Eish. Mirba
Lovers of Chazanis, I know that you're enjoying the special two-hour program of the Friday night davening. That was Leib Glantz with Kol Hashem Chotsev LaHavos Eish. Next is the mystical prayer Ono B'Choach, which will be sung in its entirety by Joseph Schlisky.
Oh, your healing in me.
Well, not quite in its entirety, but halfway through, that was Ono Bechoach, sung by Joseph Schlisky. Next in the davening is the beautiful song Lechor Dodi, composed by the Kabbalist Rabbi Shlomo Halevi. The first selection we will hear from Lechor Dodi will be Yisrael Altar and Choir, singing the second stanza, the Kras Shabbos, the third stanza, Mikdash Melech, and the last stanza, Bowie Bishalom. Let's hear Israel Altar and Choir. That was Israel Alter with Lecha Dodi. I'm pleased to have with me once again Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue for his weekly commentary. Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. Today's date in the Jewish calendar is the 24th of Tevis. Happens to be the yahrzeit of Rabbi Schneur Zalman, the author of the Tanya and founder of Chabad Hasidism, who's known among Hasidim as the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe personified the three loves which are the foundation of our Jewish way of life. Avas Yisrael, love of fellow Jew, Avas HaTorah, love of the Torah, and Avas Hashem, love of God. He showed us how all three are interlocked to form one harmonious whole. For from the love of God must necessarily follow love of the Torah, which he has given us, as well as love of one's fellow Jew, who are his children. There can be no sincere love for one's fellow Jew, nor for fellow humans in general, if it is not derived from the love of God and the fulfillment of his precepts in the Torah. Scientific and technical progress will not in themselves generate even basic love for humanity. This has been amply demonstrated in our generation, when precisely that nation, Germany, which boasted the highest degree of scientific and technical attainment, showed itself to be the most inhuman and depraved nation, which used its progress for the perfection of implements of destruction and wholesale murder. The lesson to be learned from that sordid chapter in history is that only real faith in the Creator and Master of the world, expressed in daily living according to His instructions, can qualify a human being to become a member of human society with the kind of genuine love and consideration for his fellow human that was epitomized by Reb Schneur Zalman, the Alter Rebbe. The extent of Rabbi Schneur Zalman's love of Israel may be judged from the following anecdote. The Alter Rebbe was frequently overcome by moods of great longing and yearning for godliness. This yearning was evident even on ordinary weekdays and at ordinary times. His closeness to God and detachment from material matters were more highly intensified during times of prayer, and were magnified even further during prayer on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It is difficult even to start imagining the height of spirituality and divine communion that he attained during the worship on Yom Kippur, the holiest period of the holiest and most solemn day of the year. Yet on one Yom Kippur day, in the middle of the prayers, he tore himself away from his profound ecstasy and, to everyone's astonishment, walked out of the shul and into the street. He continued walking until he came to the outskirts of the town, to the home of a sick, lonely woman who had just given birth, unattended, and was alone, and her life was in danger. There he chopped wood, kindled a fire, and himself prepared and cooked a soup for the invalid woman. This is the deepest symbol of Ahavas Yisrael. Zchusei Yogin Oleinu. May his merit be bestowed upon all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Gordon. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion, 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Well, prior to that, we heard Israel Alter and Choir with Lecha Dodi. We'll hear another selection from Lecha Dodi. This is Shmuel Vigoda singing the sixth stanza, Lo Sevoshi.
Oh,
Shmuel Vigoda with Lo Sevoshi. Following L'chododi is Psalm 92, Mizmur Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, on page 320, by the way, if you're following in the art scroll. Continuing is Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem. It is good to give thanks to Hashem. Let us now hear Yehoshua Weider's rendition of Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem. Yehoshua Weider with Tov Lahodos Lashem.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this first hour of the Complete Friday Night Davening. Again, this is from 23 years ago, January 21st. And I thank my friend Yossi Beer for his help in putting this together. Stay tuned for the remaining part of this service during the second hour. And hope you're enjoying it. Shalom.